Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, a solar eclipse will be visible from Ireland tomorrow evening, and Professor Peter Gallagher, who's the director of Diask Dunsink Observatory, is with me on Lunchtime Live. What exactly can we expect, Peter?
Well, good afternoon. It's going to be a really interesting thing to observe. From just after 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, the moon will gradually move in front of the sun, and it'll take a little bite out of the sun, effectively. And then as the hour progresses to just about 7 p.m., about 96 to 98% of the sun will be blocked out at about 7 p.m. So it'll actually go, you know, it'll be like dusk all of a sudden. So it'll get a little dark, and, you know, that'll be a bit eerie, yeah. I would say.
Why is this so rare?
Why is it so rare? Well, it's just that, I mean, it's really unusual that the moon is about the same size in the sky as the sun is, and not in the same plane. They don't, you know, rotate in the same plane. The moon is slightly off at an angle, and so it's only from time to time that they exactly line up. Now, there's eclipses that happen across the planet Earth, yeah, lots of times, but in Ireland, it's just so infrequent that it's going to happen here. So it's going to be 2090 before we see a total solar in Ireland, and we'll see a few partials along the way, yeah, but this is the deepest one that we're going to see.
So sorry, you won't see this again. What's happening tomorrow evening that you can view from the Emerald Isle, you won't see this again till 2090?
98%? Not at all. No. And we'll see some 20% and so on, but we're not going to see a 98%.
And when did we last see this?
Yeah, 1999 was the last time. And so, you know, a lot of people, this is a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
And so the 1999 eclipse, it just went south of Cork and eclipsed Cornwall in England, and then went across France and across out to the Black Sea. So the shadow of the moon did. And that was pretty spectacular for those people. But yeah, partial eclipses are rare, and a total solar eclipse, they're even more rare.
Do you remember that last one in 1999?
I do. I was in Bulgaria with my head under a T-shirt trying to look at a computer screen, because we were running an eclipse experiment, and we were trying to image the solar atmosphere, which you can only see during a total eclipse. And it went well. We got some pretty pictures, and we learned a little bit about how the solar atmosphere works.
Because Caoimhe Lyons, who's a science facilitator at the Blackrock Castle Observatory, is joining us, Peter, on the line as well. I mean, that's why there's such a fascination, isn't it, Caoimhe, about this? It's the fact that so many people won't have witnessed the last one, and I mean, unlikely maybe to witness the next one.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I didn't see the one in 1999. I wasn't born yet, and that's why I'm so excited that we're going to have 96% in Cork.
So, is the southern region is the best place to watch to see this tomorrow evening, or to get a glimpse of it at least?
Absolutely, yeah. And if you go a little bit more west as well, it gets slightly better. But definitely we're calling Cork the eclipse capital, because of all the cities in Ireland, we're going to have the deepest partial solar eclipse.
Okay, so the south and the southwest, that's right, is it?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
But the big thing about this, Peter, is that you can't actually look at this. I mean, you have to mind your eyes, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So eclipse glasses are a safe way of looking at it. So these have a special lens in them, and that stops, blocks out the harmful radiation. But a pair of sunglasses is dangerous to look at the sun through. So the safest thing to do is just get a card, a stiff piece of card, like from a cornflakes box or from just a box, and put a little hole in it, a little pinhole in it, and then you can project an image of the sun safely onto the ground or onto a white card. And actually, what's really cool to do is go underneath a tree, and if you look at underneath a tree, there's all this dappled pattern from the sun's rays coming through the leaves of the tree, but you'll see loads and loads of little moons. It's very weird. You see loads and loads of little eclipses during the eclipse, so that's worth doing and great to photograph.
And I can imagine, though, for people or viewers, it's don't look directly at the sun, and things like binoculars, telescopes, I presume they're off limits too.
Absolutely. Like, not only will it damage the optics, it'll damage your eyes as well. I'm really glad you said that bit as well, Peter, about sunglasses. I've been having that conversation all week. But at the Blackrock Castle Observatory and in Tremor Valley Park in Bellsfield, we have 500 eclipse glasses at each of those sites to give out tomorrow. But we're actually out of them at the castle for anyone that is looking.
Listener here has got in touch, Caoimhe, wondering, I mean, if you were to use binoculars or a telescope to look at the solar eclipse tomorrow night, could it blind you instantly?
So it can damage your eyes. What's actually happening is it's like burning your retina. It's not always permanent, but it can be. Like, if you have a solar filter that's designed for your telescope, by all means, go crazy. But most people don't have access to that. So the safest way is glasses or the projector method.
So it's incredibly, I suppose, important, Peter, for people that while this is so rare and we're talking about it because of the rarity of the event, and people are going to want to have the memory of this, and of course Instagram and TikTok and posting videos and social media, they need to be super careful about how they actually view this tomorrow night, Peter.
Yeah, absolutely. The projection method is the best thing. Do not look through it in a binoculars. I can guarantee you that you will lose your eyesight. I wouldn't. It is very, very dangerous. If you have a binoculars and you put it onto a piece of paper, the paper will go on fire. So that would be, you know, what will happen to your retina. Yeah. So do not do it under any circumstances. With a phone, a mobile phone, you know, when it's totally eclipsed, you could probably point a mobile phone up to it safely and take a quick shot and go away from it. But there's a risk to that as well. So I wouldn't condone it, but it might be worth a shot if you're under a tree or if you have a little bit of shade or something like that.
But basically, don't stare at this tomorrow night.
The thing to do is there's a website called eclipse26.ie, and you can go there and you can find all of the public events that are going on. So there's one in the Phoenix Park if you're in Dublin. There's some in Armagh. If you're in Armagh, you can go to there, the safe viewing. Birr Castle also has some safe viewing as well. And there'll be experts there that will have small telescopes with special filters on them that you can go and actually have a look through. So that's actually really cool to have a look through a special solar telescope, and then you'll get a view with an expert there, and you can ask all the complicated questions about the sun and the moon and solar eclipses.
The texter here listening to your own memory, Peter, the 1999 solar eclipse, tells me that they remember it well. They watched it through welding goggles that they had.
The thing about welding goggles is it's just there's a variety of welding goggles, so you need to know the exact one that is specifically able to protect your eyes, so it wouldn't take the risk.
So what time tomorrow evening, Caoimhe, are we likely to be able to view this?
So the moon starts to bite into the sun at about 6:15. It's going to reach totality at about 7:13 for Cork specifically. That'll last about 10 minutes and then it'll finish up and the moon will move away from the sun at about 8:10. So there's lots of time to view it, and there's, like I said, 10 minutes of like the darkest part of the eclipse.
Yeah, texter here wondering about the Midlands to the west, that it's going to be quite overcast tomorrow evening apparently, so they feel they won't be able to enjoy it or get a glimpse at all. Is that true?
I mean, you sometimes can see through a little bit of cloud, so definitely go outside on the off chance, but I did see the Midlands aren't looking good all right, unfortunately. Yeah.
There's a lot of hype though, isn't there, Peter, about this?
Yeah, there's a lot of interest in it. You know, it's a natural phenomenon, and it's a really unique natural phenomenon. And it kind of puts, you know, I've been studying astronomy and space science and, you know, the sun for 30 years almost at this point. And it just still has, there's still a human emotion to observing this. It's just so infrequent. And it's just kind of weird to see the light just dim all of a sudden and then it comes back. So, and it kind of puts it all in perspective that we, you know, we sit on these heavenly spheres that rotate in the cosmos, and we're just one of these planets with the moon around us and, you know, and a sun. So it just puts it all in perspective for me.
And just a final question, Caoimhe. This texter is wondering, I don't know if they're in the south of the country, but they're concerned about driving home tomorrow evening because they're going to be driving in that particular time period you mentioned. Will it be safe in the car or safe from the car?
It should be safe in the car. I definitely would turn on the old headlights, though, just to be sure. But you should be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I'm sure there'll be plenty more chat about the solar eclipse. Going to be visible from Ireland tomorrow evening, as Caoimhe and Peter mentioned, from about 6 to 8pm. Described, as you heard the guy saying, the best opportunity to see an eclipse of this scale up until about 2090, which is pretty incredible. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Peter Gallagher and Caoimhe Lyons, thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.